This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Everybody.
Hey guys.
I'm Meg Malloy.
I'm Julian McCullough.
And this is The Soft Spot.
Thank you for listening again.
And today we have a surprise. It's just us. There's nobody else here. Surprise.
That reminds me of the surprise when my dad, for my birthday, got me a surprise present and it was his bike.
Is that a real thing that happened?
Yeah. And it's like the surprise has been in the room the whole time. That's
wow.
that's like us. Not
it was
having
like
it was a
hand-me-down, and he was like, "It's yours now."
Yeah, you've been looking at it for years.
Here we are. We've been here, and we're here again. And maybe it's a surprise.
We're like your dad's bike.
Yeah.
No, but we're excited to. We love doing solo ones, and several of you have said you like it too. So that's all we need to hear.
Yeah, even if just one of you had said it, would have been enough for me.
The important thing is one of you didn't say you hate it. So here we are. It's summer, but you couldn't tell by the weather.
Well, in Los Angeles, I think everywhere else.
Is it hot where you are, listener?
I know that in New York, it's like weird and cold-ish. But I just thought, when will this episode even come out? Maybe this will not matter then. But who knows?
Next week.
Right now, in this moment in time,
yeah,
it's gloomy and kind of chilly. And what in the hell? I'm wearing long sleeves today.
Yeah.
But also shorts because I'm complicated.
You're not. You got layers.
Yeah.
You're wearing a tie-dye shirt.
I am. Tie-dye is not usually my shit. Usually, one of our kids even this morning was like, "Oh, that's an interesting shirt choice."
Yeah.
I guess that was her nice way of saying, "Are you having an identity crisis? Am I still safe here?
Are we going to school or a Jimmy Buffett concert?"
Yeah, I know. It's really surprising because I'm very, if I wear a shirt, it's a black t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to shows, if the band I'm liking is not selling a black shirt, I'm probably not buying a shirt.
Right.
And most of my shirts are band shirts.
I feel like the opposite of black shirts is not white shirts. It's tie-dye shirts.
It's tie-dye shirts. But you know what? Broken Social Scene really shocked the hell out of me with this shirt on their merch table.
I was shocked to see your reaction to it.
And I saw it and I was like, I gotta have that tie-dye shirt.
I thought I knew you.
So here I am wearing a tie-dye shirt with a purple hat and blue-green hair.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Land said you looked refreshing.
Yeah.
Or something. And then he started talking about rainbow sherbet. And I feel like that's a good description.
Yeah. So.
Really digging your cone, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's just, your legs.
Just. Okay. I thought so, but I don't know. I'll take any kind of compliment today, honestly.
Broken Social Scene was a great show.
It was a really good show. And I can easily tie them into today's discussion.
We decided to talk about
breakups.
You know, Why? So I was.
We and were they reading, don't always have to be bad.
We were reading reviews today, and somebody said that I was that the show is supposed to be positive, and
Julian,
I'm overwhelmingly
Julian's
negative.
A real negative Nancy. So, but it's okay because a few months ago, somebody said that I was the negative one.
Right.
So
as a special,
I guess I was on my period then, and maybe you were on your period when they listened.
Well, as a special fuck you to that person, let's do a negative episode.
Let's talk about breakups. But breakups aren't always bad.
Well, I want to talk about Broken Social Scene real quick because
we
go to live shows and, you know, I want to know what your experience was with that show.
So my experience was almost a religious one. It was great. They're excellent. They're like 50 musicians who swap in and out. And I mean, the lineup is ever changing, but I kind of like that because it never feels like someone's the new person in the group.
Right.
Which I think can be problematic for a lot of bands when a new person later comes in. But if there are always new people coming in, there's never a new guy.
Well, they're crazy tight for not if that's not who's always there.
Yeah.
But and he kept introducing the other band members and then saying what their bands were.
Yeah.
And I'd heard of all those bands.
Yeah.
I didn't know
they're
them,
like
know
essentially
them.
Essentially a super group.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Canadian supergroup that just exudes positivity.
It does.
They're so positive. And I think probably a big part of why they do so well is because they are so positive.
Yeah.
Even though they wrote what most people would think of as like one of the best breakup songs ever.
By most people, we're talking about you.
But I don't like, think of it as a breakup song.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna throw this one on.
Why? Well, okay. This is a beautiful song.
It's so
this
good.
Is not typical of their sound,
no,
necessarily.
Well, this album...
I mean, it sounds like that.
This album, it is... I think this album, from beginning to end, is... perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a lot of people think of this as a breakup song, but I don't. I love this song.
Well, can you introduce the song and say where it's from and
okay,
what it's
this
about?
Song is called Lover's Spit. It's mm-hmm. by Broken Social Scene.
Not Lover's Pit.
Lover's Spit.
Spit. Yes.
Apparently that's a problem.
Throw
it back to Sit and Beef It. I need to enunciate things better.
Well, we've all sat and beefed it in a lover's pit, so that's...
Sit and Beef It in a lover's pit. I think we just came up with the title of the episode.
It's a beautiful song. I liked it the first time I heard it from you.
Yeah. I don't know how that was the first time you heard it. But
cool.
You hear this song and then you're like, wow, they put out a tie-dye shirt?
Yeah.
They're just full of surprises.
Right.
Anyway, I don't think they'd sue us because they're Canadian and they're very kind people.
Uh-huh.
But I can't let the song play all the way through, right? Isn't that the rule? Anyway.
Well, this is what it sounds like.
I mean,
this is, you know, it's not like it. There's a lot
there
of changes.
There are no big surprises in this song.
But it's long and it's awesome.
It is. They didn't play it live at the show we were at.
It was a very jubilant show,
which,
the one we saw.
Yeah, which made me look on StubHub because they played 3 dates in Los Angeles. And I was like, well, I kind of need to hear that song.
Yeah.
But I didn't end up going to any other shows.
Did you Google
great.
To see if they played it?
No, I don't want to know.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure they did. I was like bracing myself to have the best ugly cry.
Uh-huh.
And then they didn't.
Mm.
But I teared up at a few songs. Anyway, that song, people have tried to push that song on me as a breakup song. So I'll qualify it as a breakup song. But for me, it's just a nice song.
A breakup song... Well, let's talk. There's two kinds of breakup songs. There's a breakup song written about a breakup.
Right.
And then there's a breakup song that simply reminds you of a breakup, which
right.
could be about anything. Fucking the Thong Song could be a breakup song.
I
if
know,
that's
right?
what reminds you of.
If it's playing when you get dumped.
Which is hilarious. Who got dumped at Daytona spring break?
I know. If you were in Panama City with the Thong Song bumping.
At a Cisco show.
Yeah, that's true. Did you get dumped at a Cisco show? We want to hear about it. Reach out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess any song can kind of be a breakup song.
What do you mean people push it on you as a breakup song? What do you mean by that?
I mean some person
okay.
who I broke up with made me a playlist, which I don't know.
After the fact?
Yeah. First of all, I'm not crazy about getting playlists while things are happening. You're mm-hmm. the only person who sent me playlists and that didn't make me like, I don't know what it is, but it makes me uncomfortable.
Right. Well, technically though, the best of the Gin Blossoms is not a playlist.
But this person wouldn't leave me alone mm-hmm. after I broke up with him. He's probably listening right now. I won't call him out
hey,
by
Steve.
Name. His name's not Steve. But he made a breakup playlist uh-huh. for me, which I think is not a move I appreciated.
How much longer after the breakup did this playlist come?
Like a month-ish.
Whoa. That's a lot long. I've never done this myself, mm-hmm. but if I were to do it, it would be 3 days after you broke up with me. It would not be a month later.
Yeah. I don't know. I was pretty surprised. I was also like, mm-hmm. Because that's just too much for me.
I have so many questions about this playlist. So it came a month later.
I didn't listen to the whole thing. This song was first, and I was like, you knew I liked this song. Why would you try to ruin this song and make this your breakup song? Why would you try to co-op my song that you know that I love this band? Why would you put it on your wah-wah?
Yeah, that's like...
It felt like a...
Well, that makes me call into question, what was the motivation for sending you this? Was he getting you back?
I kind of feel like he was trying to ruin some songs for me, and I was like...
Oh, it was a spite playlist.
Yeah, kind of I felt that way, but mm-hmm. maybe not.
Lover's spite.
But I... okay. But after I heard that this was the first track, I was like, no, you're not going to get to do this. Mm-hmm. Just because things didn't work out, you're not going to ruin one of my favorite songs for me. I'm not going to think of you when I hear this song. I'm just going to think of how much I love Broken Social Scene.
Yeah, ultimate win for you is to simply enjoy the playlist and not even think about
yeah.
it. Just be like, oh, thanks for this awesome playlist.
What a great curation of sad music. I happen to love sad music in my everyday life, even if I'm having a good day. So joke's on you, buddy.
Yeah.
I find that women get a bad rap. You know, we're called the crazy ones. But man, I've had some dudes act real crazy.
That's the dumbest... Women are... Bitches be crazy is the dumbest cliche or stereotype
ever.
We
totally can be, but so can
dudes. Human beings are crazy.
Yeah, human beings are nuts. It's not a gender thing.
It's not.
Anybody's capable of being a total psycho.
Right, and when men do it, people die.
Right,
so I don't know why women are getting the... Just because you got your clothes burned in the street doesn't mean...
I know.
You know?
And I'm like, if she burned your clothes in the street, what'd you do to make her do that?
Right.
You hear me?
And you can also find more basketball shorts, dude.
Yeah,
chill
exactly.
out.
I'm sorry she burned your Reef flip-flops
yeah.
in your college basketball shorts. She did you a fucking favor,
right?
Actually.
I mean, if she was burning vintage Christian Dior suits, she wouldn't, because she would never break up with you.
Exactly.
So do you remember any other song?
I think that album's from like 2002 or 2003.
The Volkswagen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would have been when I, but that's not when,
so that's...
this song wasn't brand new when that happened.
Oh, okay.
I feel like you're trying to pinpoint who this was.
I'm
but...
just trying to get a visual image of like the moment when you threw the CD out the window. It's funny if it's the Volkswagen because they're electric that never works, so it'd be like a struggle to get the window open and then you got to throw it
out.
I
know, and I had so many issues with the window of my
Jetta.
You have
to open the door.
I like made a vow to never buy a Volkswagen again. Mm-hmm. I mean, if someone wants to give me one, that's a different story.
They have since fixed the issue.
Yeah.
And if Volkswagen...
But, geez, the amount of cash I had to put up to get the fucking motor to make the window go up and down also broken because I broke up with a crazy dude who pushed my window down and broke it.
Tried like he pulled it down?
He pushed it down with his hands. My window was halfway down, and he was trying to talk to me, and I was like, leave me alone. Uh-huh. I have to go.
Yeah.
And he pushed my window down, and he broke the motor.
Were you trying to push it up while he was pushing it down?
No, I wasn't trying to push it up, because I'm not a crazy person. I wasn't trying to, like, chop his fingers off.
Right.
But I was like, please back away from my car.
Uh-huh.
Go.
Right.
You need to go. You need to... Take a seat, take all the seats, and he broke my motor. I felt like that car was cursed. I was like, it's always like crazy dudes. I don't know.
It was the car.
Yeah. It was a curse. It was a curse moment in time. But
the
yeah.
common denominator in this situation is the car.
Yeah. totally.
I think that's a great car commercial. Is a crazy ex-boyfriend attacking your car, and it works. All the stuff works anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like you can roll the window up. It always starts.
Yeah.
It can drive really fast with a guy attached to the side. Like, these are all, this is a great commercial.
It is.
I would buy that car. So that's one breakup.
Did you ever have anybody, like, just not leave you alone?
I don't want to make generalizations, but in my experience, women are not as likely to not accept the breakup and keep coming
after
you. I know.
Why is that? I'm like,
ego.
When it's done, I'm like, you're dead to me. Goodbye.
The male ego is the variation there, because I think the male ego, it's like men don't know the difference between feeling hurt and feeling like their ego has been damaged.
Right.
And when a man won't leave you alone, that it's he's not sad,
mm-hmm.
because sadness doesn't react that way.
Right.
He's saying, I don't accept that you find me unacceptable, because what the fuck is your problem? I'm awesome. And if you could just understand how awesome I am, this would be different and
I
you
know.
Would take me back. That's
like
where that comes
it's
from.
It's like, I look at relationships are kind of like a math problem. Some of them are more complicated than others.
That's what's so sexy about you.
yeah, obviously.
You look at love like it's a math problem.
And I'm like, if the equation doesn't work out,
right?
Just stop trying to make it work.
Right.
It's not
numbers don't
lie. Gonna work. But these dudes are like, I don't know. They're like, but maybe if we try it a different way,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, no. I don't have a lot of patience with math. I don't have a lot of patience with relationships. We've tried. It didn't work. Has anybody ruined a song for you with
like a song I loved and then now I can't listen to it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but not like out of spite or anything like that. It was just like there was an album that I associated with a girl who treated me extremely poorly, and now it's like I don't necessarily think of her when I hear the album.
Mm-hmm.
I just the whole thing feels too heavy. Like I'm like, I don't want to listen to this. It's just, you know what I mean. I don't have like pain left over. But it's, like, not fun to listen mm-hmm. to it. And that's, are we naming names? What are we doing?
You don't have to do that. I think I know who you're talking about, because I know them.
Huh? No, not her.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. No, I don't have anything with that.
Yeah.
That was so, the one you're talking about is...
We can't be too cryptic, because people are just going to check out.
I know, they're going to be so annoying.
Yeah.
I'm so annoyed. Well, let me finish the other one I was talking about.
So what's the album?
Love, Grace by Jeff Buckley.
Wow.
Yeah. I loved that album before I met this person.
Mm-hmm.
Then this person decided they loved the album as well. And I listened to it a lot and got a tattoo based on one of the songs. And then...
Tummy tat.
I got my tummy tat, my butterfly tattoo.
Yeah.
It was based on one of the songs from that. And really, it's not necessarily personal to her that I can't listen to that album anymore. But it's just like my... And I think you'll relate to this. My state of mind in that time period was so... upset and
yeah.
like borderline, I don't want to say depressed, but just like,
let's listen to
nothing felt right. That listening to that album just feels like dark to me. It's not like fun.
Yeah, no, I get that.
But it's an amazing album, and David Bowie said it was his favorite.
Yeah,
so
well, that's something.
It is.
That's not nothing.
Mm-mm.
I've definitely,
oh, by the way, just real quick, if any of our listeners care to hear the full story of that album, I did do it on, you could go to YouTube and go to This Is Not Happening, and I did the full story on
that. Oh, yeah, the Comedy Central
yeah.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think a lot of people know about your little tummy tat.
They do. A lot of people do.
Whenever
I... Do you know what I called that story?
No.
Everything's Hot Butterfly.
Oh, no.
I know. Well, where were you on that?
I don't know. You didn't ask me.
I guess not.
It's not my job to make sure that,
that
you
my
don't...
titles don't suck.
Yeah, it's totally not my job.
Okay.
You can hire me for consulting purposes, but that's not my job.
Absolutely. So has anyone ruined a song for you?
No, I was just going to say that a lot of people know about the tummy tat because I know one time after one of your shows, I was in the bathroom at Black Cat in... In New York, this group of girls was talking about the hot guy with the butterfly tattoo and if he showed his tattoo. And part of me was like, but the other part of me was like, ah, you cock blocked yourself so hard with that tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
So
I did.
Ew. But also, thank you.
You're welcome.
But you also covered it up. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
With a Rolling Rock horse.
Yeah.
What was I going to... Oh, so not to be too... That is so annoying when people are that cryptic about something.
Right.
So...
Like, we have this secret. We can't really talk about it. Somebody told us, but...
That was a funny breakup I can talk about. I don't mind.
Yeah, go for it.
So I dated someone who... are we changing names? What are we doing?
I don't know. I mean, you can call her by name. I don't really care.
I mean, come for me. So her name was Adriana, and... This was when I was about 25 years old, I think. And so it was a tumultuous situation the whole time.
Right.
It was like one of those things where it went on for over a year and a half, I think. And there were like all these rules, like I couldn't call her my girlfriend kind of stuff. But it was like,
she and I are birds of a feather, man. Cause I've definitely had that talk with dudes.
But it's like, extremely psychotically jealous, but I can't call her my girlfriend.
I've probably done that too.
And we're going on like 2 years. So it's like, what are we? I'm sorry. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway. So it was like vicious fighting almost all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the breakup, when it finally happened, it's like when you fight that much, it's like, what's different about the breakup fight?
Right.
You know?
How much crazier can things
exactly.
get?
Exactly. There was... At one point, I remember what would happen is she would be like, fine, go. And I was never supposed to go.
Yeah, that's kind of like an unwritten rule that all of us girls mostly mean. But sometimes we do mean it.
It's so rare when you mean it.
Yeah.
But two times I was wrong and I left. One time was we were in our apartment and I was like, fine, goodbye. And I left. And I went all the way down the stairs and to the street. And this was, like, the first time I ever actually did that. And this was, like, the beginning of the breakup. And then I heard her windows were open. She was on the second floor.
Uh-huh.
I heard her screaming in her room.
Uh-huh.
Just, like, just screaming. Like, not words. And I heard smacking, like wet smacking or something like that. Like, you could hear banging. And I was like, what is that? And she finally, my phone rings and I answer it, obviously, because it's like so stupid and you're 25. And I go back up there. She had been banging her head on the door and I heard it. I heard it on the street.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whew.
That was one. And then another time.
Was there a song playing? Or you just remember the beat of?
Probably Dresden Dolls. Do you know them?
Yeah.
Yeah. They sound crazy.
Yeah.
Like they literally sound like an insane
asylum. So 2005-ish, is it? Did I make that up? Did you say 2005?
Yeah. No, I said I was 25.
Oh, okay. Is there something that interferes with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? If so, BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. BetterHelp offers licensed professional counselors who are specialized in issues such as depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, grief, self-esteem, and more.
Connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. Anything you share is confidential and convenient.
It's super convenient. It's super secure. You can reach out via text, which is, for me, the biggest bonus of this app.
Huge.
It's nice to just be able to check in and to not have to sit through or pay for an entire session. Because there are two pricing plans available. There's an all-included plan, which is one weekly scheduled live session and unlimited messaging. Or there's a messaging-only plan, which I think would appeal to a lot of people nowadays. It's kind of a new way to approach therapy. And I think a lot of people might need just little tidbits of help here and there. Sometimes it's a lot to sit through a mm-hmm. whole session.
Yeah.
So whatever you need, they have it for you. It's kind of great.
Yeah. They also have, they have four communication modes though. They have text, they have chat, they have phone and video. So if you start with texting and realize you really like it and you want to get more involved, you can go to those other formats. They have a desktop version, they have a mobile version, and it works with Android and iPhone compatibility. So,
and if you're not happy with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time for no additional charge, which is also a great part of the service. Instead of trying a bunch of individual therapists, you have this kind of one-stop shop where you can find the best person to help you.
Best of all, it's truly affordable, and it's even more affordable for SoftSpot listeners. You'll get 10% off your first month if you go to betterhelp.com/softspot. That's 10% off your first month. It's already an affordable service, but here's a little oomph to get you going and better yourself. It's betterhelp.com/softspot for 10% off your first month.
So what year approximately was this? And give me the rundown of what
2005,
you were...
okay. Roughly, yeah.
What were you listening to?
I was listening to... I was really into, like...
2005 was, like, the time of white belts for me.
Yeah.
Studded
belts.
Well,
she was listening to that stuff. Like, a lot of screamo and, you know, Planes Mistaken for Stars and The Used and not The Used. What's the other one? Oh, yeah, My Chemical Romance.
I was listening to Murder City Devils.
Yeah, she listened to them.
And Murder City Devils and Murder City Devils.
She loved them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was listening to, like, The Smiths and stuff like that and New Order and all that. But I was also really into, like, I was into Sad Dad music, so I was listening to, like, Slow Dive and Mojave 3 and Bonnie Prince Billy and, like, you know, like, slow, sad folk music. And then she would be playing Murder City Devils. It was a match made in heaven. So one last fight and then I'll be done. We got into a fight. She said we were outside my apartment in Bushwick in her car, and she goes on a major street and she goes, "Get out of my fucking car." And "get out of my fucking car" screamed at the top of her lungs meant do not get out of the car.
Yeah.
Like, let's
It always means don't actually get out of the car.
Well, I actually got out of the car and I slammed the door. And she lost it and slammed on the brakes.
Mm-hmm. And oh, so you got... Did you do, like, a dive roll out of a moving
vehicle?
It wasn't
a dive roll, but it wasn't totally stopped.
Wow.
And I slammed the door.
It was like a stunt breakup.
Right.
Yeah.
People start honking because it's Graham Avenue in Bushwick, so it's like it's like a major thoroughfare.
Yeah.
And she stops, like, a lot of people by doing this. And people start honking immediately, like, get the fuck out of the way. She stopped in the middle of the major road. And then she gets out. She puts her car in park, gets out, comes around the car, and punches me in the face.
The balls on this lady. Whoa.
Yeah. And then everybody stopped honking. And they were like, well, then, okay, if it's like that, we'll watch. So they
New Yorkers love a street fight.
Yeah,
man.
This was a Dominican neighborhood, and they were just like, "This is
beat his ass."
Yeah, exactly. I remember them being like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah,
and that was pretty funny.
There were a few times that I am really bothered by violence. When I see it happening, mm-hmm. it makes me feel almost ill. But, man, I've seen some pretty crazy street fights in New York mm-hmm. that it feels like you're not – it feels like this can't be real.
Yeah,
this
doesn't
can't
feel real.
Really be happening in front of my face.
Especially if it's an asymmetrical haircut lady hitting a Chad in the face.
Don't hate on an asymmetrical haircut.
I'm not.
I had an asymmetrical haircut, and, oh, my God, I did it myself.
Right. Well, you're a hairstylist.
Yeah, but I wasn't then. I did it myself. It was bleached on top, and it was, like, bright red underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Wow.
So horrendous. And I had a giant lip piercing, and I mean, I say giant because it was like a thick gauge and it was black.
Oh my gosh.
What was that?
You didn't want to be pretty.
And a nose ring. I still have a nose ring, but I like forget that it's there
I
now.
I forget that. I look at your face all day and I forget.
But I used to wear a much bigger ring in there, mm-hmm. I guess. And now I'm like, how did I ever do that? How did that not catch on everything? Oh, wait, it did. And I almost ripped it out of my face like a million times.
That's funny. Oh, last detail. Mm-hmm. That was the only thing she ever apologized for.
Well.
Of all the fights we ever had and all the shit she did, punching me in the face, she was like, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, you know.
I was so shocked to hear I'm sorry from her that it didn't occur to me until that moment that she had never apologized in 2 years.
Wow.
And then I was like, oh, this is... Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a crazy breakup.
Well,
so...
no, the actual breakup was like, that. I just remembered. It just kind of petered out because her dad got sick and then we just stopped talking.
Wow.
But that's how that happens.
A long-term ghosting.
Yeah.
I've ghosted many a feller.
Yeah.
I just don't, if I don't think I've put myself in too many vulnerable situations where I felt like I was gonna get broken up with.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's something wrong with me there. But I don't know. I have a hard time being like, this has been really great. But by the time I get to that point, I'm like, I think we're done. I think we're done here. Any mm-hmm. questions? 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 No. Okay, I'm gonna go.
Meanwhile, they're raising their hand furiously.
Like, and I'm like, oh,
no. Oh, none.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a nice life.
I've always wondered.
Or I've done the thing where I'm like, I have three sisters, and mm-hmm. they're like smoking hot. You want to try with one of them? Or I'm like, I have this friend and she's into a lot of the same stuff as you. I don't know why, but I'm trying to do that a lot of times.
You try to pass dudes off. Well, because guys are crazy and you're like, instead of you stalking me,
why don't you go stalk one of my sisters?
Yeah, take that energy and put it into something productive.
Yeah. My sisters and I we used to have this kind of like ongoing thing where we would give crazy dudes each other's numbers. It was like a lottery.
So your sisters and Eskimo sisters. That's
yeah.
fun.
No, no. We're not Eskimo sisters.
No.
My sisters and I are so close. There would have been a major heads up.
I just meant because you guys are icy.
Ice queens we may be. Yes. What does that say about a lot of things? I don't even know. But
one of the harshest breakups I've heard you have was it was high school, right?
Yeah.
What was that dude's name? You don't want to talk about his name?
Aaron, who I broke up with while he was on the way. I've always had a problem with feeling like smothered by someone being too into me.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron, hi, if you're listening.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, but every once in a while, he like will comment something really long on like an Instagram post,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh, hey there.
Well, you know what's funny about that stuff is when we get broken up with, when humans get broken up with,
mm-hmm.
boys or girls, doesn't matter. If it really, really wasn't on your terms at all, like if you just got fucking dumped.
Yeah.
That's a wound that a lot of people never fully heal from. And it doesn't mean they don't move on and have happy lives. It just means there's a spot that
I understand that now.
Yeah.
I didn't then, but I totally get feeling like, what was wrong with me? What was so wrong with me that this person like just so brutally dismissed me?
Yeah.
And I'm so guilty of that because I have weird stuff with commitment and feeling like people are too like in my shit.
Yeah.
I'm just like not good with that.
So what happened to this guy?
He made me a mom for... That's like
A
mom is like a big flower thing with like ribbons and like charms and shit hanging off
of
it.
Well, not in nature.
Not in nature, no. But you use
a
chrysanthemum.
Okay.
And you put it on this, I mean, it's wild. It looks like something that would go on livestock. You know what I mean? It's just this like thing and it has bells on it. And honestly, in the South, they're like, who can make the most obnoxious mom?
I've never, ever heard of this. This is fascinating.
It's a giant like boutonniere thing that you hang from you. And it's
what?
Yeah. You like hang it on your shirt. My Southern friends listening know what I'm talking
about. The man makes it for the woman?
Yeah. So the dude
traditionally
makes one for the girl.
Mm-hmm.
or buys one.
Okay.
For
if
the girl.
Tacky.
No, I mean, if they're not like crafty, that's thing.
Okay.
But it's like a giant flower with ribbons coming off of it and ribbons dangling and bells and your name is on it and their name is on it and homecoming 2003 is on it.
Wow.
In like big glittery letters. I definitely have a picture of me wearing one, but it like weighs your whole shirt down. But the bigger and the more obnoxious they were, it's like the more he was into you.
Oh.
And for me, I was like, I just don't want anybody to be that into me. Mm-hmm. So I'll take a basic mum. And word got back to me that Aaron was making an elaborate mum for me. And it was just too much. I just couldn't handle it. And I broke up
the
with
word
him.
Was literally mum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. Wow.
And I was like, that's too much. It's too much mom. Too much mom for me.
What? Describe this mom.
Well, he threw it in a ditch because I broke up with him. But as everyone was describing it to me, it's like if you're a girl and all your friends are like, he's going to propose to you. And this is what the ring looks like. It's a marquee cut, pink diamond with rose. It's all the things you don't want to hear. And you're like, this person doesn't even know me. What am I doing with my life?
You're like, my love don't cost a thing.
And it gets you rethinking everything. When somebody does something that's like so far out of your taste range, you're like, oh, this cannot be right. I'm not a flashy bitch. I don't need a flashy mom. So apparently word on the street is he threw my mom in a ditch.
And it grew into the most beautiful spite tree of all time.
Exactly. You can still see it if you drive around League City, Texas, or Friendswood, wherever it happened. But I broke up with him because I just couldn't bear to carry the weight of this mom and his emotions.
Yeah. Oh, no, we got that it was a metaphor.
Yeah.
Wait, so why is it in a ditch? Where was he going?
To pick me up.
What?
Yeah. He's
for what?
On his
for,
way to oh, pick the... me up for homecoming.
No.
And I was so freaked out. I know. It's terrible. It's truly terrible. It's one of the worst things I've done.
See, that's something that never happened before cell phones.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, that's true. It was a cell phone thing. It was before texting was like a thing. But I believe I called him and I was like, I just am not feeling well and I'm a little freaked out. And he was like, okay, that's totally fine. And apparently he was like, fuck this bitch. And, just threw my mom in a ditch. Aaron, if you're listening, feel free to fact check that or throw in your two cents online.
But also,
like you just might because you come out of the woodwork every now and then. But also subscribe, rate, and review. Hey-o.
You got to admit that story's 5 stars.
It's true.
Whether or not your emotions are in the right place.
You all might think I'm a monster, but here I am just bearing it all for you. I'm trying to think
of a song with him?
I didn't have a song with him, but it was when I was super into NoFX. So was he. I was very into NoFX. I was super into MXPX.
Mm-hmm. Which is a different band.
Which is a different band.
A lot of people
band.
Think that's the same
Lots
band.
Lots of X's because they're very hardcore and crazy.
And straight edge.
Spoiler alert, they're not.
Okay.
I'm going to play my Aaron. God, I hope he doesn't like fillet me on
the
internet.
I want everyone to know, by the way, that I am fully aware that I am wrong all the time.
What?
Because I said they're straight edge, and you were like, they are not.
Well, I think that they were like a Christian band.
So they were high on God, which counts as a drug.
It does. It does, because if you OD on that shit, you literally can go crazy.
Yeah. Osteen, what's up?
Hey, yeah. H-Town.
Oh, by the way, not to... plug another show, but your two
I'm
dads.
Playing...
Oh.
This was, I believe.
I got a confession to make. That my heart would break.
This was my speed.
What is this one? This is MXPX or?
This is MXPX.
This is literally, and I'm sorry to talk over your song.
To my seams.
But legal. Legal says we have to keep talking over the song, so it's not like we can just listen to it.
I can't forget about you.
So is this him thinking, listening to this while throwing the mum in the ditch? Or is this you thinking about somebody else already?
No, this is just...
That's literally the sound. Like, that is the song that it is in my head every time I hear people talk about any of those bands. I'm like, that's the song.
Well, I
can't stop thinking about you.
Well, I know you usually like to throw a skateboard in there. There's no skateboard reference in this song, sir.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved this album around the time that the Aaron breakup happened. And that was like a breakup song for me. I was like, but we're still having fun here. We're keeping it light. We're keeping it fun. Nothing's too serious. We're never going to get married, you guys. This is just high school. That was very much my view.
Right.
My younger sister, Maddie, just never dated dudes in high school. And her reasoning was, it's not like we're going to get married. So why waste our time doing this?
Wow.
Yeah.
No one told her about sex.
Yeah, well.
There's this thing you can do in the meantime. Well, that's very sad for Aaron. Not sad for you at all.
I know.
I have a sad one.
Yeah.
The Adriana one was not sad. I was like done when that was over.
Yeah.
I didn't have like couldn't get over it problems at all. That was one of those ones you're over it before it's over.
Mm-hmm.
No, another good one was in my eighth grade one where I lost my lady because she was the lead in Bye Bye Birdie. And Conrad Birdie.
Yeah. Noted homosexual.
In real life?
Yeah. Right?
Who, Conrad?
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, so basically, yeah. I don't know if he's noted. I think he sells real estate.
And she got the lead in the play, which is a big deal.
Right.
He was a sophomore or junior or something, and he got the other lead in the play. And they were practicing every day after school. And, you know, sparks fly.
Yeah.
You know, you were in plays. You were Smee.
Yeah, I was Smee. Yeah, I was giving off some fucking Smee pheromones.
Smarophones.
Some Smarophones.
But they do the whole rehearsal, the whole play, the whole, like, practice, whatever that's called, leading up to it. And then I go with her parents to the show the night of. And then there's the after party after the play.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my total introduction to drama scene, to drama kids. Like, I don't know any of this stuff.
Sorry for you.
So we're at their house after a place I'd spent many an evening having dinner and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's full of drama kids. And I'm like, where did these kids even come from? I don't even know these kids in our school. Where did they, you know, everybody's so dramatic, for lack of a better word. But anyway, it was a party and she was not having fun. And I was not, I felt a coldness.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought me into the den and she was like, I have to tell you that, you know, I can't be with you anymore. And my heart, like, you know, it fell into my stomach.
Fell out of your butt.
It fell out of my butt right on the couch. I felt so bad. Her mom was so, kept such a neat house. And now my butt heart was on her couch.
On her nice sofa.
And I go, what's going on? And she was like, well, I have feelings for Brad.
Mm.
And I was like,
it's always a Brad.
And I was like, Brad's gay, though. And I wasn't like out of hate or anything at all. I loved gay people even then. But I was like, it was just confusing to me because I'm like, but he's a gay person.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not out of the closet. No one was in that time in Philadelphia.
Right.
So she was like, no, he's not. And I was like, what about his friend Chris? That guy's hilarious. If you're going to dump me for Chris. And she was like, I don't like Chris. I like Brad. And I was like, okay, fine. I was wrong. In that they dated for the rest of high school. They were perfect together and so happy.
She just wanted to feel safe.
Well, I realized. So a lot, I remember when we first started school, all these senior dudes immediately wanted to date her. She's a freshman, which at this, like, as an adult, that's so gross.
Yeah.
Any senior that wants to date a freshman girl is like, that's gross. I'm sorry.
I know. Now we know better. It's called grooming and it's disgusting.
It's so gross.
And at that point in your life, there's just too much of a divide between where you are developmentally and mentally and emotionally. I mean, you're just coming out of middle school.
Yeah.
You just put down the pogs and the Pokemon cards and now somebody wants to get in your pants.
Yeah.
It's all too much.
It is. And she got, I remember her getting a tremendous amount of attention right away. And And so she went into the arms of Brad, and they had a wonderful relationship, and I was angry for 3 years.
Wow.
I did not get over that. And then, and I have a song for it, but he turned out to be gay, and they're best friends today. And
That's so sweet.
It's a great story. Yeah.
That's her Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's great that she wanted to be in a relationship where she, you know, that she was ready for. I have no idea what the details of her relationship were. I wouldn't bother to presume.
Right.
But they were great friends and still are.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. And she definitely was happier with him than she would have been with toxic masculinity Julian.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I say masculinity. I was still reading The Babysitter's Club and playing Magic the Gathering.
Don't give yourself too much masculine credit. Yeah.
But the song was, you have the dongle.
Here.
You want to give it to me? It's not. Yours was like, how obscure is that MXPX song?
I don't think MXPX is that obscure.
Like, I don't know it, but does everyone know it kind of thing?
I don't know. I haven't met that many people who loved MXPX, although every time I went to see them live, it was, like, insane.
Yeah. I know they're a huge band. Yeah.
I haven't seen them live in a million years, but I didn't know that many people who loved them.
Was there a coat check for skateboards?
you know, there was, but it was just always so full.
Yeah.
That I always just kept my skateboard
with me. You just kept
me.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose it.
Yeah.
So maybe you know this one. It's Ordinary World by Duran Duran.
This is a good one.
I had the 45.
Wow.
I had the single, what do you call it? Vinyl.
I love that part, the Spanish guitar.
Yeah. And I listened to this 10 times a day.
Wow.
It was like all I would listen to for months.
And you were a freshman in high school?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And,
such a great song.
I love this song, and I can enjoy it today.
That's great. I'm glad you've come around.
It only took 25 years, but I'm fine. But yeah, it actually kind of is nice to think. I like when a song goes from being painful to being kind of like a nice little bit of a bruise, where you're just like, oh, I remember when I used to feel sad.
Right.
You know, it's kind of nice.
You've grown. It's evidence of your growth.
This is definitely a breakup song that was also a literal breakup song.
Yeah.
You know. I was a little ham-fisted. Still am.
I'm trying to think of other ones from high school that stand out as being obvious breakup jams.
I think it's crazy that this song doesn't sound anything like other Duran Duran. Right? Or am I wrong?
No, it doesn't really. But I'm not... This is later Duran Duran.
It is. This is 90s Duran Duran.
Yeah, and I'm not as familiar.
Yeah. So...
My mom loved that song. No surprise, you guys both love that song.
I don't think I've ever said I've loved a song and have you not been like, that's a Dee Dee jam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. They say you marry your parent, and although you're not that much like my mom, I guess you guys having identical musical taste was just enough for me on some kind of weird mental or emotional level.
If we can deviate for 1 second, I put this song on yesterday in the car, and I was like, is this a Dee Dee jam? Can I ask you if it's a Dee Dee jam? Because I'm almost sure it is.
Right. Yes. 1,000 times yes.
Well.
She's probably listening to it right now.
She had to turn this song off to listen to this podcast.
Oh, God. She loves this song.
I loved this song when I was like 6 years old. I was like, oh, I love this song. But I couldn't talk about it.
Hold me now. Touch me now. Yeah.
Do you know what this Glenn Medeiros, Medeiros or whatever?
Isn't he he's like a principal somewhere.
You're right. He is a principal at a high school in Hawaii.
Yeah. I feel like you've told me this so many times.
The video for this is the most perfect 80s, he's walking on a beach with a lady in a flowing dress, and he's wearing a white, like, suit.
Hold me now, touch me now, I don't wanna leave with
you.
This is a breakup song. This is a crazy dude after a breakup.
I think it's... Yeah. I thought
and she's like iffy about it, and he's like, but no, your love is all I need, sister.
Yeah. Like Jack Wagner's song, All
He's
I
like,
Need.
He's like, I'm never going to go away. I'm going to be the most stable presence in your life.
Listen, lady, we're in Hawaii. This is an island.
You can break up with me, but nothing's going to change my love for
no,
you.
No, and there's
and
nowhere for
like,
you to go.
But I wish you would. I kind of wish you would, Glenn.
Can you imagine being a principal and this was your hit?
No.
You know? Like, the kids...
I hope he starts morning announcements with the intro to that song every single day. It'd be a crime if he wouldn't. If I were Glenn, I'd be like, I'm gonna pepper this song into everything I do academically forever.
Do you have another song?
No, I was thinking about... It's so funny. There were so many jams like that of that time, and I know we have to wrap it up in a few minutes. But
you don't have a big breakup song that you would listen to and think about somebody?
I don't think so.
Really? Okay.
I really have always kind of had the attitude of, that's done.
Yeah.
Not that that's healthy. Mm-hmm. And I've since evaluated that with lots of therapy. But I know this whole episode was my idea because I do think old breakups are funny. And I kind of like what you said about it being like a bruise that you can kind of touch now. And you're like, things are fine. But I was... There were not too many times where I was upset about breaking up with someone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Ugh.
Me neither.
I can't emphasize enough how I'm not a total awful person, but I don't think that I was there emotionally in, you know, middle school or high school years.
I mean, I don't, maybe that is weird and I'm the same weird, but I had two breakups that hurt me, ninth grade and college. And never again. So
you know what?
That's
I'm gonna
like,
play you one of my favorite songs from 1999.
You would be the only other one that could hurt me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So here's a song that I used to love to listen to with a crush that I had in seventh grade.
Okay.
His name was Rusty. We both loved this song.
Rusty was funny, right?
Rusty was really funny.
Yeah.
We both loved this song, but ultimately I decided I couldn't let him ruin it for me. And I'm so glad that I didn't, because to this day...
Is this
day,
in vogue?
No, sir. I play this... Are
I know,
you joking?
I'm joking.
But yeah, this was kind of how we listened to this song all the time. And every once in a while, I'll think of him. But since I listened to this song, I don't know, 5 or 10
You've
times a day.
You've taken it back, yeah.
I've taken this song back 1,000%.
Right. Did you ever back it up into him?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Because
it was seventh grade,
The
so.
Reason I ask is because in seventh grade, if you had backed your butt up into me while we were dancing to this song, I would never get over this song. I wouldn't be able to listen to it today.
That's so kind of you.
Yeah. Boys remember their boner memories from seventh grade like it's yesterday.
I wonder if when Rusty hears this song, he remembers us saying every single word.
How would you feel if you heard that Rusty started to play this song with a different girl after that? Would that bother you?
I would be okay with it. No. I walked away with this song intact.
You wouldn't be juvenile about it?
No. Oh, God. But I remember...
That's juvenile, right?
Yeah, okay, it was juvenile. But yeah, I remember we always used to listen to that on the... I feel like we listened to it on the school bus with like a Walkman.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple of other friends there that listened to it. But I always loved that song.
Yeah.
And but I think about when I really think about it in a nostalgic sense, not in a this is one of my greatest hits personally. I think of him fondly. Mm-hmm. And so it's like a I don't know. There's nothing bitter about it. So it's kind of like a sweet little middle school memory.
That's great.
We never dated. So there was no breakup.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Love that song.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, that's been a wonderful episode, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm going to leave everybody with another jam from that era that also reminds me of another boy that I had a lengthy flirtation with and
a
nothing
dalliance.
Happened. But we both had
What's up? Fresh is our turn, baby.
An appreciation for
oh yeah,
excellent music. All right, so
just a couple of white kids falling in love.
Yeah,
that's what I think of when I hear this song.
Flirting to big timers.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening, guys.
Guys, this was we had a lot of fun. We hope you had fun. If you have a great breakup story, let us
know. Give it to us.
Or you can just send us on Instagram or Twitter. You can send us the songs that remind you of people.
Right.
Because
it doesn't have to be a breakup.
No, but it's bonus points.
If you have a nostalgia flirting song.
Yeah.
If your nostalgia flirting song is also Back That Ass Up, I want to hear that too.
Well, I think it is for Lizzo.
I know. Her flute version of that song is breathtaking. Anyways.
Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe, rate, and review.
We love you.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
A podcast network.